It's 58 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. The Rhinelander Area Food Pantry will receive another 500 boxes of food from farmer to family today. This was not a scheduled distribution, but Feeding America has offered it to the pantry. The food will be distributed starting around 1:30 this afternoon, depending on when the truck arrives. Food pantry representatives ask if you have already received one of these boxes of food this week. Leave it to the people who have not yet gotten one. The box contents are the same. It's limit one box per vehicle. Recipients are to enter the Rhinelander Area Foods Pantry's Carr Street entrance and leave on Coon Street. This is a no-contact pickup. And a Vilas County nonprofit is helping to feed kids, and it's picked up a large donation to continue its efforts. Ken Krall has more.
Feed Our Rural Kids has received a $100,000 anonymous donation designated by the donor family to create an endowment fund so area children will receive nutritional support in the future. Spokesperson for the donors said they felt that there was a need to look past the very critical needs of children today and create an opportunity to support the generations of children who will have similar needs in the future. Fork spokesperson Perry Pokrantz says with the money, they created the Tomorrow's Kids Endowment Fund, and he says it will give kids in the future the knowledge that they'll be fed. Pokrantz says a second donation, this time in the form of a challenge, is also helping Fork.
The person who wanted to offer an anonymous challenge, which was for every additional follower we had on Facebook, that they would pay $10 up to a top limit of $4,000.
Pokrantz says the summer program Fork Cares feeds 150 children in the Northland Pine School District, providing 28 meals a month. He says total cost for the program is around $30,000. He says no one knows how the COVID-19 crisis will go, and a need could continue beyond this summer. He says they want the financial resources to help if the need is there. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
A local foundation working to raise money to build a large athletic and community dome at the Rhinelander High School has exceeded its $2 million fundraising goal. The school district had committed $5.7 million with costs in the neighborhood of $8.3 million. President of the Hodeck Schools Foundation, Dave Hack, says passing the local fundraising goal was a significant milestone for the project.
Actually, the timing of it with all of the economic issues has been very close because of what happened with the economy. So we really appreciate it all working out. And also we appreciate the school board's leadership, administration's leadership to make this a reality.
Heck says the permanent Hodeck Dome will enable school and community activities year-round and benefit the regional economy. The facility will provide space for community events like trade shows, community gatherings, and public events. On the athletic side, it'll be big enough to host a tennis tournament and a soccer tournament at the same time. Heck says the development highlights some positive news in a time when things are depressing because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
People can really look forward to it now. I mean, as you drive back there, it is going to be a really amazing facility. It's big. People can finally see some really positive and exciting things that are going to happen and look forward to it. You know, I think that's a key part to what we're trying to get out with the release right now.
The dome is projected to be 128,000 square feet and will be air inflated. The dome will be one of the largest in North America. Since the discovery of the chemical contaminants known as PFAS existed in Rhinelander's water, the city has been testing for the chemicals on a monthly basis. Action by the Common Council this week changed the costly tests to bi-monthly. At this week's meeting, Mayor Chris Fredrickson said after shutting down two wells on the city's west side, the city has been testing monthly.
The problem as the city has it was terminated when we shut down the wells. That being the case, to continually test to make sure other wells weren't an issue is legitimate, and that it's not hitting our distribution places at times is legitimate. But at this point, testing further, especially monthly, seems a tad bit excessive.
Wastewater foreman Jim Gossage said the city saw the numbers change as wells 7 and 8 went offline.
Once we took wells 7 and 8 offline, I think we tested in the distribution system probably 2 months following, and we were coming up with very, very low numbers in the distribution system. So knowing we were no longer contributing, we stopped the monthly distribution but continued monthly well sampling at that point.
The council approved going to a bi-monthly testing schedule for the current water distribution. And state revenue collections have fallen for a second straight month. State Senator Alberta Darling says it's no surprise that the May tax report shows Wisconsin is down by $66 million compared to last year. She points to Governor Evers' decision to close the state due to the coronavirus pandemic. Darling said more online sales and Republicans blocking the governor's proposed tax increase helped the Badger State avoid an even worse financial situation. In your forecast for the remainder of this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, high will reach 62 degrees. Tonight, widespread frost, low of 34. For the weekend, sunny both days, 66 degrees on Saturday, then sunny with a high near 71 on Sunday. Undercurrents is next. This is WXPR News.